Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Hi, I'm so glad you're here today. Thank you for joining us. Today I'm going to be doing something a little different on this episode and on future episodes. The star beings have asked me to change the format a little bit, at least on some episodes. And instead of just asking who's here and what they want to talk about, they speak to me every day, as you might imagine. I speak to them all the time and I ask them questions and they teach me, and they're constantly not only teaching but upgrading my energy field with new infusions of higher frequency energy so that I can access higher and higher dimensional information, and also it helps regenerate my body and maintain my health, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, every kind. And as I receive these energetic upgrades, I often ask questions and they teach me about what's going on and its effect. And recently they were working with something called the Golden Light Triangle of New Creation, which is in the energy field located in the second chakra below the belly button, and that is called the sacral chakra. And I'll get into it in a minute, what they said about it. But they wanted me to start doing a bit more teaching on these podcasts, start telling my listeners, our listeners, some of the things that they have been teaching me about between episodes, and then ask them questions, follow-up questions, and give them a chance to amplify that teaching. So today's topic is the Golden Light Triangle of New Creation. This is something that I have seen many times over the years in my second chakra area. It's a triangle made out of golden light, and it is pointing downward. Also, this coincided with some body work I was having done to relieve some pain, problems with the sciatic nerve, which passes down each leg, and it passes through the sacrum in the body, which is in the sacral chakra area. It's our tailbone. And I went to an osteopath and he was explaining to me the physicality of it. It has a tremendous number of ligaments, muscles, nerves, veins going through that area. And so if anything is rigid or tight there, it can press on that nerve, cause pressure on the sciatic nerve, and that can cause this pain that runs down your leg. It's pretty common for people to have pain in their lower back or in that sciatic nerve. And another thing that has been going on, I've noticed in the last week, was that I was meeting with a lot of resistance when I was trying to accomplish things. It seemed like everywhere I turned, there was a roadblock. In fact, one day I was required to go to Mendoza City to the immigration department for an appointment. And on the way, I had a flat tire and I spent 6 hours sitting in the desert waiting for someone to come change the tire because I couldn't change my own pickup truck tire. It's too heavy. So yesterday, as I was receiving an energy treatment from the star beings, they started working on the golden light triangle in the sacral area, and they started teaching me about how all these subjects come together, about the interface between the energy triangle and its function and the sacral area and the sacrum, which is the tailbone, which is a triangular shaped bone that points down. And they said that actually it represents the tip of, it's much smaller than the golden light triangle, so it would be placed where the tip of the golden light triangle is. And they said this is the center of creation in the body, where energy comes through this triangle and has to be able to flow freely through this triangle in order to regenerate the body continuously, in order to keep the body functioning perfectly. We talk about needing to be in the flow of energy constantly, the energy of the universe, the energy of source. It's our life force energy. It's what keeps us alive physically. When our energy leaves the body, so does our soul. So as they were working on this triangle in my body energetically, they reminded me that what the osteopath had found was that the ligaments in that area of my body, in the sacrum, that cross over the sacrum were very tight. And this was causing stiffness and pain. And what the star being said was that that tightness is caused by the resistance. It's the area of our body where we hold a great deal of resistance. And they had kept, you know, pointing out to me that I was resisting during the week when things would, roadblocks would come up. I'd start to do something. I wanted to do some work to build the new website for Voices from the Stars, and things just kept getting in the way that were urgent and had to be done right away. And then I'd start to do them, and then I'd run into a difficulty there, as the flat tire in the desert showed. And I was sure that was about something, but I didn't understand what. Only that they said later, that was not a good day to go to Mendoza. And possibly that's because I had so much resistance in my field that I would have met with a lot of resistance that day. I don't know. I still don't know exactly why that was not the day to go, but it was not the day to go. So we'll circle back to that. So what the star being said was, everyone holds the resistance to life, which is when we feel that things are not the way they're supposed to be, not the way we want them to be. And when we are abused or misused by other people, and we can feel that and we resist that in order to maintain our own integrity, all of those feelings of fear or anger or frustration or rage or terror gets stored in that second chakra area, and specifically in the sacral area. The sacrum was what they told me. And they said that blocks the flow of energy through the golden light triangle of new creation. And then I started asking them whether this golden light triangle, so they were clearing that out of my golden light triangle, but I asked them whether that golden light triangle also governs or plays a role in any kind of creation in our life, not only our physical regeneration that has to go on constantly in order for us to stay healthy, but also the creation of whatever else we want to manifest in our lives. And they said, this is podcast material. And I said, oh, okay. So I'm here today to ask them, and they are prepared to come and answer questions specifically about this triangle. And I'm going to ask them to do some clearing as well for everyone listening, because we all, male, female alike, have this triangle of creation, new creation within our energy fields. And they said it is related to physical reproduction, of course, because, you know, it's the area where infants are carried and are born into the world. But they said it also relates to everything we create. And so every human being has it, male, female alike. So, okay, star beings, come now and teach us more about this triangle. Tell us, how does the golden light triangle of new creation work in the process of creating our lives? Excellent question, excellent subject, excellent, excellent, excellent. So important, and so few people ask. First of all, we'd like to connect into all of the humans listening today. Okay, when you did that, I saw an image of lines of white light, beams of white light going directly from these beings, star beings in higher dimensions, to the higher consciousness of all the human beings listening. Do you connect directly into our higher consciousness rather than only through our human consciousness, or both? We have both options. We tend to choose the higher consciousness as the more direct, cleaner connection because your own higher consciousness receives the message clearly, easily, freely, without effort, and willingly sends that connection down into your human consciousness. We can then magnify the signal by focusing on the human level of your consciousness as well. Thank you. Okay, this reminds me of last week's lesson, podcast, about lucid thinking that explained the levels of our consciousness. It looks kind of like a column of energy. We are in that column at a certain dimensional level, and maybe spanning several dimensions. But there are always higher dimensions that we are not aware of in our with our human consciousness that are still us. Our eternal self exists at many levels, many dimensional levels, throughout time and space and beyond. That is correct. That is correct. So that it's like you can imagine for my listeners, I can paint the picture I'm seeing. There are these tall white columns of light, white light, that are the star beings, and they're like way up in these upper dimensions, and they're beaming straight across to the tall columns of white light that are each one of us at that higher dimensional level, information which shows up as this beam of white light, the request to connect. And then we're down somewhere near the bottom of those columns. Our human mind, our human conscious awareness is down there somewhere. So then the information flows down to us. It can also, and then the star beings from their level can also beam additional energy to strengthen the frequencies and clear our field directly from their higher level to our human level. We think you've explained this perfectly. So let's get back to the question about the golden light triangle. Okay, thank you. You had questions about how it functions in the creation of new life forms and forms of every kind in your life experience. Yes. And what do you mean by forms? You mean anything material that we manifest? It could be material, it could be an energy form, a template, an experience you choose to have. And to do that, you have to have a certain template, which is like the mold, and you flow your energy into that. Okay, we've talked about that before. That is how creation takes place. Okay, so where does the golden light triangle fit into that then? That's within our energy fields in our second chakra area, sacral chakra area. It's showing me energy coming in, golden light coming in there to that triangle from the back. And projecting out the front. It's no accident that the sacrum, the bone called the sacrum, is the tiny triangular bone, is in the back. That is the direction from which this light enters your field to support your creation and to create your creation. And then what's it doing flowing out the front? It It's flowing out there into what you've called the field of grace, which is an energy field surrounding you, where that receives the energetic messages, images, signatures of what you want to create. And then that physical experience or thing is attracted into our field through the field of grace. Is that correct? It's a simple way of putting it. Okay, I'm sure it's somewhat more complicated than that, but... Okay, so you said something yesterday to me, which I can't really remember because I was in an altered state of consciousness, as a higher dimensional frequency state, energy state. But it had to do with the role of the mind and the heart, or the thoughts and the emotions in this creation, and how that relates to the golden light triangle. Mind and heart work together to conceive of the new creation. Oh, how cool is that? Because they're, you know, considered like masculine, feminine aspects. I mean, those are labels we put on them, but they're characteristics of left brain, right brain function that we consider masculine, feminine, or we refer to as. So together they conceive the new creation. Perfect. When the head and the heart can agree on what to create, this sends a powerful impulse, energetic impulse, down from those higher chakras, down into the golden light triangle, okay, which then pulls the golden light through the back of this second chakra area, which is why the second chakra is associated with creation as well as sexuality, and pushes it out in the front. So the impulse comes down from the head and the heart, the golden light into the triangle, the golden light that is flowing from back to front. Oh, the golden light is flowing from back to front. When this impulse comes down, it changes the energy signature. It creates an energy template. Pattern. Let's call it an energy pattern, so as not to confuse it with other templates. Okay. It creates an energy pattern, frequency pattern, in the golden triangle that then the golden light can carry with it as it continues to travel through the golden light triangle and out the front. And there I see it kind of spreading out. And this is how you... And then that field of energy around us is what I have been told is called the field of grace, which is the energy field in which our desires, any thought that has a strong emotion behind it, whether it's something we really want or something we're afraid might happen, any strong energy impulse gets put out there in that field of grace and attracts matching frequencies. And that's how those... That's the mechanism by which we create, the energetic mechanism by which we create our life. That's what they're saying. Ready for the next question. Okay, so a friend of mine had a question about, he felt like he was losing his ability to create his life, or it was diminishing, like he used to feel that he could just create what he wanted. And he seemed to be sort of stuck lately, just like I was feeling, you know, very much like what I was saying I was feeling this last week, like I kept running into roadblocks or walls. And he wanted to know, I was telling him about my flat tire in the desert experience, and he wanted to know, how do you know whether to keep pushing to complete your creation or to just go with the flow, accept, release your resistance. In other words, whether to resist or release your resistance. But then what does that do to your ability to create? Okay, that's a pretty complicated question, they're saying. All right, well, okay, let me see if there's a better way. Is there a better way I could word that? You understand what I'm asking. You answer the question the way you want to.
Okay,
Kala kala kia kohoriati kala kia kia. Okay, the question reflects a discord between the mind and the heart. We said that when the mind and the heart agree on what to create, their agreement sends a strong energetic impulse down into the golden light triangle of new creation. However, when the mind is trying to create using its visualization powers, but is not aware of what the heart is saying, is not listening to the heart, which is information coming from higher consciousness. You can also think of this distinction as left brain, right brain. The intellect's trying to create, but the right brain is receiving information from higher consciousness that would redirect that creation. If the higher consciousness wishes to redirect the creation of the mental consciousness, it will resort to roadblocks if it's an important creation. So if the roadblocks appear, what should you do? You should heed them. Because what they're saying is, wait, they're putting on the brakes, or they're flattening the tire, if need be. If you're not getting the message, they may have to take drastic measures. They, meaning your guides and your higher consciousness. And what that means is, not that they wish to frustrate your desire to create, but that there is a higher creation that you could be creating instead that would benefit you more. It's not about taking away your power to create your life, but redirecting it in a way that will bring you greater rewards. It's really very simple. Those are your messages. Stop. Allow. Allowance, meaning release your resistance. Let go of your resistance. Quit pushing against that roadblock or that wall. Take a step back. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath and put your attention on your heart and ask, now what? Now what is a very powerful, effective question, because you can use it at any moment and it's always relevant. And what you're saying is, well, what do you want to tell me? What should I be doing instead? You know, when, this is Susan now, when I was in the desert, I was well aware that this was a significant event sent by higher consciousness, because it doesn't just happen every day. And I knew that I had been listening to the world events and the things going on that I was unhappy about, which I don't always do, but some dramatic things were happening and I cared about them. So that raised a lot of resistance in my field, mental resistance and emotional resistance. So I was not getting whatever subtle message my higher consciousness was trying to send to me. And so I was sitting there going, what does this mean? What does this mean? And I could connect and I could get white light and feel at peace and all that, but I could not hear an answer. Why? About why is this? What does it mean? And later it occurred to me, that was the wrong question. I should have said, what's the best thing I could do? Because instead of waiting 6 hours for the wrecker that never arrived, and I had a friend I was calling and he eventually sent a mechanic to come and change the tire, I might have been better off just flagging down a trucker and asking him to change my tire for me. There was plenty of traffic going by and I never stopped anyone and asked for help. But I don't know that. I don't really know. If I had done that, I might have gone on to Mendoza, and maybe the whole purpose was to keep me from going to Mendoza that day. So, okay, back to the star beings. Yes, we're waiting. Okay, is there anything else to tell us or do about the Golden Light Triangle? We need to wrap up this episode. Let's do a clearing, they're saying. Let's do a clearing of this area for everyone on this call. Ahaya Horoyatikaya. You can assist with this by holding your right hand or both hands over your second chakra area. Well, they're showing me actually both hands crossed over so they form at an angle toward each other, so that your fingers are crossed over each other at a right angle, and you're forming and your thumbs kind of connect in a straight line, and you're forming a triangle with your hands. The clearing with white light. Clearing all resistance built up over lifetimes, they say. Because to facilitate your creation, you need to have the clear and abundant flow of golden light through this area, through this chakra, through this triangle. Okay, take a deep breath and blow it out. And another one. Take two or three deep breaths. Pulling that golden light through that triangle and blowing it out the front, in through the back, out through the front. They said you can do this anytime you want to clear that area for yourself. And just ask for the golden light, order, direct the golden light, call in the golden light. You can just say, I call in the golden light now to pass through the golden light triangle of new creation and clear it. Now they're pulling in golden light, filling the triangle. Now I understand. I always see the triangle as just an outline of the triangle, not a solid golden light triangle. That's because it's the light actually flows through it. There we are. You're all set. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Star Beings, for that teaching and that clearing and that help. And I want to just invite all our listeners to use this repeatedly. And if you enjoy the teachings and the blessings of the Star Beings, please subscribe to the podcast on your podcast directory. Sign up for our mailing list at voicesfromthestars.com and share the podcast with your friends, because the Star Beings wish to speak to as many people as want to hear them. So if you know anyone who would enjoy it, please share and rate the podcast. Thank you. So until next time, this is Susan Rensberger speaking to you from my home in the beautiful Uco Valley of Mendoza, Argentina, at the foot of the Andes Mountains, sending you love and light and blessings. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the Star Beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.